Lynn Bakewell. She is a volunteer with the Peace River Food Bank. She joins us on the line today. Lynn, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a while since we talked with the food bank. How are things going over there?
Really quite busy. Well, very busy some days. It hasn't let up over the summer. It's meeting the needs for many individuals and families in the community.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, one thing that has gotten underway and is happening this week is I believe it's a silent auction that is happening that is fundraising for the food bank. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
I sure can. We are over the moon. We volunteers decided to hold a silent auction. It technically started September the 14th, Sunday, and will end on the 19th of September. We have received donations from community businesses and members. Everything from oil changes to honeymoon or date night with meals and hotel to a night at Wild Rose Guest Ranch. We've got just something for everybody on our silent auction. And the response, once it was up and going, has been tremendous. Community members are in there and bidding, and we're really excited.
In your mind here, Lynn, how much does that say about the fact that the business community wants to step up to help the food bank when, from what I understand, the food bank is in need of a lot of supplies and are short right now?
Yes, businesses have been really tremendous, but so has the community itself. We've had a lot of individuals, too, who have donated things for the auction. And throughout the year, I have to say, we also have a lot of community support from individuals and businesses like the co-op and Friesen Brothers and Walmart. We get donations on a regular basis from them, which just allows us to provide a bit extra than we would be able to otherwise. It's a great community. Peace River and area is just tremendous.
Well, as far as the auction is concerned, why the approach of having an auction?
Well, we have limited staff, limited volunteers to draw resources from, and we wanted to do something that would raise some money and some awareness, again, of the food bank itself and the work it does. And with the auction, People are able to, get things that they otherwise may not think of, mm-hmm. and we're able to make some money off there to stock our shelves.
How easy was this auction idea getting off the ground and getting to come into fruition? Because I can honestly say that being a partaker of the food bank and helping donate as well. It's been, this is the first time actually I've heard of a food bank going the auction route, as it were.
Well, because we had limited members and we have a volunteer who has experience doing this kind of thing, once she, came up with the idea, we all bought in, and then as community members ourselves, we started thinking, I could ask this person. Everybody had a few people to ask. We brought in more people to find donations. It was work, I have to say. Keeping the webpage updated has been a real job for one of our volunteers, because the donations just keep coming in. We've added some late ones, so if you haven't looked in the last day, there's some new ones on there again. But it's also been kind of fun. We're really, really excited.
Where can we find the items to bid on?
Okay, the Facebook page is Peace River Food Bank Silent Auction.
Easy to access. From what I understand, it's a Facebook group, not a Facebook page.
Exactly, yeah. And at last count, we had 113 auction items on there.
And you've had a lot of bids, from what I understand.
Oh, we have. We have. It's really just over the moon. I'm so excited about it. And, you know, it's been worthwhile. And we're really excited about, you know, again, keeping our shelves stocked and being able to provide people with some basic food items.
I appreciate this. Lynn Bakewell, she is a volunteer with the Peace River Food Bank. Lynn, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.